Simon & Schuster Audio presents Mitch Please, How Mitch McConnell Sold Out Kentucky and America Too, by Matt Jones, with Chris Tomlin, read by the authors.
To the people of Kentucky, who opened their doors and hearts to us and who showed us kindness every step of the way. Note on interviews. We traveled all 120 of these counties, and our descriptions of each are based upon these travels. Most of our interviews were done collectively, but some were done by each of us individually. For purposes of narration, we'll speak about all of the interviews in one voice. Introduction. Powell County, August 24th, 2019, rallying round the rooster. You know, if Mitch McConnell were a hound dog, even the fleas would stay away from him. It's a hot, sticky summer day in a city park in Stanton, Kentucky, and an elderly man in a flannel shirt and jeans has given me the what for on all things Mitch McConnell. I don't like Mitch, and I don't know how anyone could. He's a weasel, and we got to get him out of there. We're at the Powell County Democratic Rally Round the Rooster event, a yearly celebration for local Democrats.
I looked for the rooster to rally round, never found it. Roosters are fast.
The event is filled with a disappearing breed, rural blue-collar Democrats, a group that once dominated Kentucky politics that now see their ranks thinning with each passing year. These folks are in desperate need of good news. And they've come here for a sweaty mix of politicking, hot dogs, and homemade potato salad. The Kentucky governor's election is just a few months away, and this large crowd is ready for change, not just in that race, but also another one a little more than a year away. The man continues, "Here's the thing, Matt. We can beat Mitch. We can. But we can't be running these people from big cities like Louisville and expect them to come and be able to talk to people out here in the country. We tried that. It don't work. Everybody in this state knows McConnell is awful, but they ain't going to just vote for anybody. They might vote for you, though. I'm here in part because I'm considering a run against Senator Mitch McConnell in 2020. It's admittedly a ridiculous notion. McConnell's the second most powerful man in the country, spending his days ruining American democracy. I am a 41-year-old sports radio host who spends his days entertaining tens of thousands of Kentuckians by debating whether John Wall or Kyle Massey was the better former University of Kentucky basketball point.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?